Right, it's a good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. It is in Unpacking the Day of the, today the 27th, right, of August 2026. We only have 4 days before August kicks the bucket, like the British proverbs. So, August will kick the bucket very soon. So we are approaching those that time. You know, days are very fast. Days are very, very fast. And if you have something to do, you need to know that time is fast running out. You know? You need to know that time is fast running out. If you have something to do, you need to know that time is not on your side. So you have to start doing what you, it is, whatever it is that you have to do, please start doing it, because time is not on your side. Alright, so yesterday was Heroes Day, and I'm sure you, most of you attended Heroes Day. And yesterday I asked a question, and this question to say, why is Heroes Day centered on SWAPO? You know, there is no day of National Day where SWAPO was not, will not be, you know, mentioned. The name SWAPO will not come up, will not come up. And it seems that during these days, opposition parties and opposition leaders are almost non-existent. You don't hear them, you don't see them, you don't hear anything on their page talking about Heroes Day or talking about any other day. It seems that they go non-existent. Why? Is it because they have nothing to say? They have no room? They are not given a chance to participate? Or what is it that, you know, a national day, but somebody from opposition is not saying anything, including the major parties like IPC, PDM, now AR and others, they are not saying anything. Why? So that's a question we asked yesterday. And if you think you can maybe guess some answer, because here is opinion. There is no really, we cannot dictate to say it must be factual, because it's an opinion. You know, you are giving your opinion. Yeah, so I don't expect you to be correct. We just want to hear what your opinion will be on this matter. Why is the opposition parties not saying, why don't they say anything on, you know, national days? Why those national days is only mostly led by SWAPO, which is the ruling party and the government? But there's no... Okay, sometimes you hear the recognition of a leader of the official, you know, position, just a passing recognition. But you don't see the leader of the official opposition, for example, featuring in any speech or presentation. You know, you just hear him being recognized in passing. Yeah, when they are recognizing the, you know, important people. Of course, the leader of the official opposition is almost the first one to be recognized before others are recognized, before even governors, you know, at some point. I mean, to a certain extent, but what does it, well, how is it a national day if others are not participating? That's the question. But that's not what you are looking at today, because we did that tomorrow, yesterday. But if you want to be, if you think you have an opinion about it, then you are free to come in when I open my lines. You are free to come in when I open my lines. You are free to come in. Today I have a very important conversation to talk about. And I found out something, and I want you to go on your phone right now and check if your phone is diverted to any other person, because it is very, very important. I want to turn unpacking the day today in a bit of a tech show, so that I communicate to you something very important, and if you are not careful, you will lose your money and you will not know who is taking your money. For example, or especially the wallets, you know, e-wallet, blue wallet, green wallet, easy wallet. The money that you easy wallet yourself, somebody can withdraw it. You know, nowadays, you need to know whom to divert your calls to. And is it maybe too early for me to talk about this? I'm not sure. But I want you to be on your radio. I want you to be on your radio. And I want to show you how diverts can be dangerous nowadays in this world that we are living in. In this world that we are living in, diverts can be dangerous. You need to choose whom to divert your number to. Okay, I will present this one. But for the sake of listeners, I will repeat it. So I will repeat what I'm saying now, in case you will not have heard it. Now, if you divert your phone, or if you divert your call, like call forwarding, you dial a certain number, and there are many of them, and then you forward your calls. And little do you know that you have also forwarded even your SMSs. That somebody can be able to have access to your messages, because you have forwarded the calls, you have diverted, and you have forwarded all calls, or sometimes you do call forwarding and you didn't really read properly what that number, because there are many numbers that you dial, those numbers that you dial. And I think tomorrow I'll come with those numbers and I'll come and tell you how to make sure that you do proper diversions so that you don't lose your valuable information. So, and I met a case yesterday where somebody e-wallet themselves and the money was withdrawn in Ondangwa. And when the people were talking and they were trying to understand what was it, why. And then I said, no, it is very easy. That is the call forwarding. When you forward your calls, you might have forwarded some part of your SMSs. to that number. And the person has withdrawn the whole 2,000, is gone. So, the person is in Windhoek, she blue-walleted herself, but then the money was removed, was withdrawn in Ondangwa. So, that is to show you that call diverts are now becoming also dangerous. And it doesn't matter whether it is your relatives. That person can be tempted to withdraw the money. And, you know, it's very, very complicated because, you know, family is the most corrupt entity that the Anti-Corruption Commission cannot investigate because they have no mandate. So somebody can be, or maybe you can forward your call to, so just make sure you forward your calls to somebody trustworthy. And you need to have mechanisms in place to determine the trustworthiness. You need to define what being trustworthy is. So it's a call forwarding and OTPs. And, you know, this now brings us to our story for today. And before we do that, we need to go for a short break. And then we'll be right back. We need to understand, because there is a very powerful, very powerfully organized, well-organized syndicate in both the banks and the insurance, you know, companies. There is now a very well-established syndicate in the banks and the insurance companies, and this is how they are working. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Okay, so there is a syndicate, especially in insurance companies and banks. And here is how I have picked them up. There was a time I went to the bank and I was having, there was a lot of money in my account that has to do with, my father's estate that was being, things that were being shared and so forth. So I went to a certain bank. I'm not going to mention the bank's name. I don't think I have the right to do that. So I went to that bank, and my instinct told me that there was some communications going on between the teller in the bank and the people outside. So, and then she told me the system is down. The moment I heard the system is down, I left the bank. So I left that bank and I went to a different branch. If you have a lot of money and you are withdrawing money, you want to withdraw money and you hear they tell you the system is down, that must be a signal to you that it is not the computer that is down. It is that the people she is communicating or he is communicating with are a little bit far. So you need to wait. So the bank and insurance companies, they are syndicates that have infiltrated the banks and the insurance companies that are busy communicating with, you know, robbers outside. And they give the information, this, the person like this and this and this and this has a lot of money. So once you hear the system is down, it means those people are far. So wait a little bit. Don't wait. Get out. So if you are in a bank somewhere, maybe change the branch. Just go to another branch. Or go to another teller maybe. So that's how many people have lost their money. If you listen to the stories that they went to a bank, if you are in Ondangwa, you want to withdraw money and they are telling you the system is down, please go to Ashagati. Or vice versa. Don't wait for the system to come back. Don't. Because that may not be the bank system. It may be another system. So, I heard, because this lady was not at ease. She was moving, I'm coming now. Then I started to understand that she is busy communicating with people outside. When the moment she came back, I was gone. So, that is another way they are using to take money. Another way they are using to take money is now what we are going to be talking about. Because, and you see, the problem that we have with, it seems that NAMFISA and Bank of Namibia are not keen to bring this, you know, these, you know, financial brokers and the insurance companies. It seems that there is no mechanism where somebody loses the money and these insurance companies can be held accountable. It seems Bank of Namibia doesn't have that. So it seems that NAMFISA doesn't have that. They don't bring these insurance companies to book to make them pay, because people put their investment and they lose it all and nothing is done. Now, the police can be blamed here that the police is not doing his work, because the police can just do investigation. But it is NAMFISA and Bank of Namibia that should come in and make sure that if somebody loses money of this magnitude, that money must be paid back by an insurance company. Because how are you an insurance company if you cannot bring back my money? If I can lose my money and nothing is done, how is that an insurance company? So what is the safety? What benefit do I have? What security do I have as somebody who is having a savings in these, insurance companies? All right, because there is this company that is now mentioned in this story, in this paper. I can also mention it because I also have an experience with this company. So what they do is, it seems they have also, it seems the syndicate is very organized. Very well organized, to the point that if you want to withdraw your money, when you want to withdraw your money, they create something like a delay tactic. It's like somebody inside informs the person, like a broker, that broker through which you established that savings account, that your person wants to withdraw this much. And then they will sit on those papers for months until you get your money. So I had to threaten them for me to get my money. I had to threaten them to say, guys, if you don't bring my money by tomorrow, I will put this one on newspapers, that this is what you do. And this is, if you listen to many people that have savings in this company, they will tell you the exact same thing. Now, we are not here to tarnish the company's name, but the company has already been tarnished by the story that I'm about to read for you. So it's up to the company to up its game and to improve its services with its clients. Otherwise, the name is already being dragged into the mud here, because this one was a very well-organized scam. This one, what I'm about to read for you now, it was a very well-organized scam or scheme. And I'm not interested in the story itself. Neither am I interested in the name of the company, but I'm interested in you understanding the stake at which you are, if you are not careful with how you where you save your money. So it's not really about the name of the company. It's not really about whether or not the company is correct or what. No, it's about you knowing the stake at which you can be. If you are not careful as to where you save your money. Because now, this is where Bank of Namibia needs to come in. Because they need to start penalties. Because our lives cannot be held at gunpoint by financial institutions. Because it seems that financial institutions are having a free ride. Somebody can lose their money and that's it. And that money will never be recovered. And what the police can do is just to say, well, investigations continue in the matter. They're still investigating until the police just find there's just a dead end. There's just nothing they can do. But the person has lost money. His entire savings is gone and nothing is done. So Bank of Namibia need to come in and maybe Namfisa. They need to come in and come up with penalties to say if somebody loses money, the bank must pay, or the insurance company must be held accountable. They must pay. Because somebody lost money under their care. So, somebody lost money under their care. So, insurance companies must be held accountable. Why are they having a free ride? That, you know, somebody can lose their money and nothing is done. Okay, so the story says former. Okay, this I'm just going to read for you the whole story. You know, former insurance company broker Daniel Kashima, 41 years old. He says that his two children were expelled from a private school at Oshakati, after he was unable to pay school fees while in custody. Now, Kashima, who is one of the three men linked to the alleged theft of $2.2 million from a Momentum Metropolitan Savings Policy belonging to belonging to a Nongwediva resident, Andalbert Shilongo. He just made that disclosure while testifying during his bail hearing in the Oshakati Magistrate Court. That was on Monday. According to court documents, the $2.2 million was allegedly transferred from a savings policy of Shilongo into a NAMPOST account. In February this year, the public prosecutor Yeukai Kangira told court last month that Kashima and his co-accused all had access to the fraudulent account. According to the prosecution, the $2 million of the stolen funds was spent within a short period. Only 200,000 remained after the prosecutor general successfully obtained a high court asset preservation order over the remaining funds. The court document suggests that part of the money was used to buy three vehicles, one of which is a Mercedes-Benz C200 belonging to Kashima, which the state, of course, later seized. The vehicle is reportedly registered under a close corporation linked to a third party. The fraud and theft Kashima is accused of allegedly involved a group of suspects who coordinated a scheme after being invited by Kashima. This is what I'm talking about. So Kashima is the is the one that was working for this. It seemed he was working for Metropolitan. So he knows, he checks the account and he finds out there is a 2 million here, and then he calls his fellow, you know, I don't even know how to call them. I don't want to call them names. This is sub judice. So he called his fellows, for me to be safe. He called his fellows and said, hey guys, there is a 2 million, 2.2, we must withdraw it all. Or 2.2, we must withdraw 2 million. They created an Ampost account and they are signatory to that account, and all, they have equal access to the fraudulent account that they created with Nampost. Then the 2 million was spent immediately. They bought a Mercedes Benz immediately. These 3 vehicles were bought, and then, you know, and Mr. Shilongo was just informed that money has been withdrawn from his account. And when he went to inquire, indeed the money was withdrawn, and he opened the case. So here, the police did its job, and the prosecution, you know, did its job by arresting these 3 men. And only a 200,000 is there. The whole 2 million is gone. So this 2 million is gone. What if Kashima and his men were not arrested or they were not found? Would Metropolitan had paid this money? Or will Metropolitan have paid this money? If somebody loses 2 million now in the bank, because somebody inside the bank has coordinated the scheme, and you lose your 2 million in the bank, will the bank pay you back the money? Because these, you know, institutions, they go quiet. Not even a statement. To make a statement to say, because the person has been saving money. But if you owe the bank a 2,000 now, just owe the bank a little bit of money, you will hear calls from the banks. You know, just owe the bank money. You will not rest. But let the bank be the one owing you money. It will take 72 hours. It will take 24. It will take, you know, it takes long for them to even refund you of a mistake, of a wrong transaction. Why? Is Bank of Namibia regulating banks, or is it being regulated by the banks? Who is regulating who? Because this is a safety question. It's not really about Bank of Namibia itself. This is a safety question. It's a security question. That who is having power between Bank of Namibia and the banks? And all these, you know, insurance companies. Does Bank of Namibia really have teeth to bite? Or is it a Is it a paper tiger like what Trump will say? Or maybe it's not a Bank of Namibia issue. What if it's a parliament issue? What if it's a legislative issue? Where parliaments need to come up with a legislation. This is a financial legislation or a financial security bill passed by parliament that if somebody loses money and that money was in the care of an insurance company or a bank, what happens? You know, there was a scenario where people used to complain about theft of cattle, cattle theft. And the government or, lawmakers were, were just washing that thing away until one lawmaker's cattle were stolen. That's when they came to parliament and start to want to be serious. So, do we need to wait for a lawmaker to lose a million in Metropolitan for us to have a law that is protecting money? Or do we need a Bank of Namibia official to lose money? For them to come up with a law? Why is Namibian financial laws so soft? Of course, there are cases where, for example, you lose money through OTP. Because there, you are the one that has given your OTP, and the banks are clear. The banks are always telling you OTP is a personal PIN. And you give it ignorantly, that now becomes your own liability. Because banks are preaching all the time that, guys, OTP is private, is personal. Don't give your password. Don't give your card number or your security code or the CVV code. Don't give those numbers because those numbers are personal. No bank official will ask you for those numbers. But you give it. You give that number that you are liable. You are liable because the money was withdrawn with your consent, whether you know it or you didn't know, because, OTP is consent. You give consent. You authorize somebody to withdraw money by giving them OTP. One day I had a phone call. And my wife was talking to a lady in the phone, and the lady is pretending, no, Otuliko, sir, we are at a funeral here, and I'm in the line sorting out funeral things, so I sent you the number by mistake, send me that number back. Then I hear, yeah, the one that is OTP, yes, I was bathing with foam on my body. I left the bathroom immediately to come and snatch the phone from her hand and say, hey, you are about to give consent to your account. That OTP is not theirs, it's yours. I cut the call off. So many of us don't know what OTP is. And we have been preaching this on the radio forever. But the problem is when important message is given, some of us are busy listening to other things. So you cannot afford to be, You cannot afford not to know what we are talking about now. We have been preaching this, and the banks have been preaching the same message. We keep hearing people losing money. Even officials, major politicians, major ones, they are losing money. Because it seems that even the major ones don't know what an OTP is. So let's go for a short break. We will be right back. I want to emphasize on this message, because this story is very powerful. This one is very powerful story. How many Kashimas do we have that are not known?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Guys, there is a new word now. How many Kashimas do we have that are not known yet, that have gone, you know, have gone with it, have just, you know, gone away with it? So, can the government protect citizens from the Kashimifications? Can Bank of Namibia protect citizens? And how can they do that? It's just by coming up with penalties. Let financial insurance companies start losing big money. Let them get a fine by from court or from NAMFISA. Let them get a fine, a big fine that will make them, you know, tremble, so that they know how to keep people's money safe. So, otherwise, there will be a lot of cashimifications of your savings. Your savings will be Kashimificated. So it's a new word now. If there will be no, because there must be penalties. Bank must be able to pay penalty. If somebody loses, look, if you have a 2 million, 2.2 million, how much does it take for somebody to reach a 2.2 million savings? And how hard can that person work? Or how hard has that person worked? For a person to have a savings up to that, you know, if savings of that magnitude, a 2.2 million, somebody's investing, maybe wanted to establish a business, and the money's gone overnight, just like that. Can you take some time and just pause and think about, put yourself in the shoes of this Mr. Shilongo? Sleeping, knowing he's having a savings, just to hear his money was withdrawn. And just to hear it was Kashima, part of the company. Huh. You know, and now Kashima is complaining to say, look, my children are being expelled from school because I'm not able to pay. I'm in custody. So he wants to be released, to go free. He wants his freedom. But what about Mr. Shilongo? So I don't know how the wheels of justice turn. Do they turn? Do they go straight, or do they turn around, or how do the wheels of justice turn? I don't know that. But, well, would, if somebody has to get bail because his children are out of school, what about the person that lost his investment? His children will be out of what? Or he himself is out of what? So, that's where we stand. That's where we stand. We stand with, we are in the midst of a very well-organized Kashimification. And part of it, of course, will be out of our control because, you know, we are talking about cyber crime as well, where people can hack into the system and find out your money. And this brings us to when you purchase online, you must always make sure that that all those online stores are secured. You must always make sure that the online stores are secured. Don't just use your card to purchase anyway. So, as a very small entrepreneur at that time, very small. I was just coming up and I was just trying to buy to improve my equipment and, you know. So I ordered for sound system. And the website, everything looked legitimate. I lost money. And that's what even brought my business in its entirety to its knees. It brought my business to its knees. And people were, it's just because you are blind, because you could not see the website. We're supposed to, if you could see, you would not have lost money. I said, okay. Somebody that said that, I just heard they lost money at a very simple trick. You see, it's not about seeing, and it is easy when you are saying it, when you are not in it. But this person that was telling me, just because you could not see, if you could see, you could have seen that the website was not ready. He lost money at a very simple trick. With his blinking eyes, he could not see the trick. And he fell for it and he lost big money. On Facebook. So, and there was a circulating, account on Facebook that were selling cattle, you know, nice looking cattle, apparently, to those who have seen them. I don't see. So I can't see, that's why I could not see the website. So, very apparently good looking cattle, they say, no, they are just near, we can deliver. And he paid the money, and the cattle were never delivered. So, that, the chain is very long. The chain is very long, and anyone can fall for it. Anyone can be prey. So that's why we call everyone, even the banks have been saying, guys, please, OTP is your PIN. Passwords, don't simplify your password. And some people, some of you like to do transactions. You just go into the mall, it is free Wi-Fi, you are already on your FNB or whatever bank app. You don't use free Wi-Fi to do those things. Because free Wi-Fi, everyone has access to it. And it is easy for you to be hacked. So that's why for me, once I see that there is free Wi-Fi, I don't connect to it. If I connect to it, I will not open any transactional, applications. And in fact, when I'm doing my transaction, I switch off the screen of my phone. My phone screen goes like, I put on what is called the curtain. So that no one sees my pins or whatever I'm entering. That's it. That's the advantage. But of course, you cannot switch off your screen because you need to see what is on the screen. But just make sure you are at a safe place. Don't do that to show off that you are advanced. Because the next person, you don't know what he's doing. So losing money is on the rise in Namibia. Losing money is on the rise in Namibia. But the question is that, is there protection? Is there protection or is there security? Is there guarantee? If I come and invest my money, or if I come and put my and save my money in your a company or insurance company, and my money is taken by your employee, what do I have? What security do I have? What security guarantee do I have? Because this one, the person invested money and this metropolitan employee, and the money has been cashmificated. So, and according to court documents, 2.2 million was transferred from the savings policy. So 2.2 million, the whole savings. And transferred into a NAMPOST account. Okay, so which means I did not understand this thing. So, according to the court documents, Namibian dollars, 2.2 million, that is 2,200,000, was allegedly transferred from a savings policy of Shilongo into a NAMPOST account. That is in February this year. Now the public prosecutor Yukai Kangira told court last month that Kashima and his co-accused all had access to the fraudulent account. There are three. So 2.2 million divided by three. I'm not a mathematician. So let me see if I'm able to get it right. So these guys had access to the account, to the NAMPOST account. And the 2 million was the two million of the stolen fund was spent within a short period. You know, only the 200,000 was left. So, which means these guys got around more than 700,000 each. They could have gotten that more than 700,000 each, if my mathematics, you know, is correct. Now, let's go for a short break, and then you said I should open my lines at 7. Because apparently you want to be part of the conversation before you will go to work. Let me do that. If no one is calling, I continue.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. We already have hit an hour. We already have hit an hour and we still have 2 hours together. 2 hours together. Now, if you want to be part of the conversation and take part on this story, the number in studio is 083-288-401. What should be done to protect, you know, people's money? What penalties should, or what measures should Bank of Namibia, banks, NAMFISA, and financial, you know, insurance companies, you know, put in place in order to protect the people's money? Because if people can lose money, then how safe is the money? If people can lose money, how safe is the money? if an employee can call another person, can call people outside, say, hey, there's a... Because he could have called, maybe the guys that he called are experts already. They've already been doing this. So, but justice will come and say, no, those people deserve bail. They deserve bail if they meet all bail conditions. They deserve bail. That's justice. Because the people still have rights. But what about me that has lost my money? What can justice do for me? Apart from prosecuting, will the government pay back my money? The government will not pay back my money because the government is not the one that stole my money. But, or maybe I'm able then to say, okay, I want 4 million to this from these people because they disturbed my peace and my savings. You can maybe open a case to sue them and seize their properties and recover your money, maybe. But all in all, we say we need regulations. We need regulations. Otherwise, people will lose money because there are a lot of kashimas in those, you know, insurance companies. And in fact, even in the banks. That's why they can get to, how do they get the OTP? They send you the OTP and then they call you back. So, that is, you know, they call you. So there are a lot of schemes. There are a lot of, you know, scamming ways. There are a lot of ways to scam people. The common one is when people call you and they say they are from MTC. You've been having recharging and now you are being rewarded by MTC and we want to put money into your account. Which bank are you using? You know? And then you say no. They will tell you no to read the card number. How do you want to, when somebody wants to put money into account, they don't need the card number. They need the account number. But these guys ask you for the card number and you fall for it. You know, you fall for it because, and when somebody's telling you that you have won, when was the competition? Where was the competition? How did you enter the competition that you are not aware of? So, and somebody tells you the result of something you did not participate into and you believe? How desperate are we as Namibians? How financially desperate are we or have we become? That you know very well that you are not part of any competition. You are not part of any competition. You do not participate in any competition. So the people that we call here with the ShopRite, you know, competition that we always have here, when they give a correct answer, we take their numbers down and they get into the draw and when they win, we call them. That you won a voucher of 500, and then we say you can come and pick it up here. And when they pick it up, we take a picture of them and we verify it is correct. It is them that have picked the voucher. How do you win a voucher and somebody's asking for a card number? What kind of devilish deception is that? So, somebody called me 2 weeks ago and he said he's from Namra. Then I listened very well and I acted like, you know, and then he said, you didn't pay your, you didn't submit your pay five for 3 months. And then I said, oh, okay. And then immediately he found out that he couldn't go through because he was mixing other things with NAMRA and GIPF. Then he found out that it could not go well that way, that route. He now switched. Yeah. No, since I've been calling with MTC, I said, hey, are you a NAMRA official or an MTC official? No, we are from MTC. So no. Listen, you called me talking about a pay five. When did MTC start to deal with pay five? When did MTC start to deal with pay five? And then he was trying to go, and then I said, look, there is no campaign between MTC and NAMRA right now. So there is no campaign between MTC and NAMRA right now. Sir, you need to go and sleep again so that you can dream better and come back. Because this thing that you are trying to do now is outdated. So if you follow these guys very well, they have an outdated way of scamming. It's just because maybe they don't find us in the right mind. But if they find you in the right mind, these guys, their way of scamming is outdated. And you can beat them at it very, very easily. So, he wanted to go the recharge way, apparently because I've been calling, and he was trying to be smart. Apparently, my first call was in 2007. The first time I got my cell phone was 2007. Then I told him, no, you have wrong data. You know, I started calling in 2004. So he couldn't have any way to go. And he started being aggressive. And then I told him, I said, no, look, you have an outdated scamming system. Go back and sleep. Maybe you will dream better. You need to dream a new way. Because that type of scamming is outdated. You need to update yourself. There is no campaign between NAMRA and MTC right now. And if any campaign is to come, they will announce it on their official pages. Learn to check MTC's official pages and NAMRA's official pages or any other organization. Check their official pages and see what they have. Otherwise, you will fall to these scammers for an information that does not even exist. So learn to read official pages of companies, even of banks. Get to a bank website. Read read the the official statements on official websites. They know how to reach their people. If I have an account with a bank and I will receive a message to say you have earned this much, you have earned $25 on your, smart save account. They will not ask for the card number. They will not ask for any other information because they have my information already. Once you see an official calling you and they say they are from the bank and they are asking for card numbers, you need to know that bank does not exist. Because a real bank, a true bank, will not ask you for your card number to switch off your phone and switch it back on. Mm-mm. They will not ask you for that. OTP, never. But once you hear somebody saying it's from Namra and is asking you for an OTP, what does Namra have to do with OTPs? Or somebody from MTC is asking you about your Pay5 and is talking about your GRPF, whatever. You need to know that is a fisherman. That is cashmification. That is a cashmification process. So, we need to know these very, very important things. And when content is delivered, you are busy listening to Amapiano. We only come and be stable when we have gone through an issue. My son got an ask for money last year. And then he kept it to himself because he wanted to try and buy his laptop. I think he thought he could do it by himself. Then he got into a communication to say apparently his laptop, there is a shop in Kaukrand that sell laptops. Kaukrand. And my son doesn't know why Kaukrand is. Because it's his first time here. And when I came to here, I just came and then I noticed he's not at ease. I said, what is going on? I said, what is going on? No, I've lost money. Say, what money? You see, I deal with computers all the time. And you're just supposed to ask me to find you a computer. There is no factory of laptops or shops of laptop in Kaukrand. In fact, Kaukrand part of it doesn't have network. So we have been scammed. And he opened the case with the police. I don't know how far that case is. So, young people, when you don't listen and you don't consult, because most of you, when you get money, you will think your parents will intervene and take that money from you. You don't consult. You say, okay, I need a laptop and this is how much I got, but I need a laptop. See, you could get a laptop fast. So, the money is gone. And the same with our elders, you know, our senior citizens, when they get retired. It is easy for our senior citizens or our mothers and fathers to be scammed. So, somebody can pretend to be a police officer and he comes to you and is asking for banking details. What do the police have to do with personal banking, you know, information? The police are not bankers. They are not bank officials. But the people can give that information and they lose money. And this is more common among, you know, elders. The police does not deal with banking. Please. The police does not deal with banking. MTC does not deal with banking. NAMRA does not deal with banking. So if you hear somebody calling you saying he's from where and they want your banking details, that is a fisherman. They are trying to fish into your aquarium. And we fall for them. Okay. No one is calling. So we fall for people because we don't have time to... Sometimes maybe they find us in a... You know? But I can repeat this, that most of their styles are outdated. Because these are just repeated versions. These guys have no new style. They have no new style. I found a page on Facebook. Apparently it's a cash loan page. And then I pretended to be very desperate. And then we went into a communication, I gave my number, the guy called me on WhatsApp, and he's telling me, apparently I must deposit a 1.5, then I can get the money, the loan. Then I kept quiet a little bit, okay, I'll deposit in 2 minutes' time. Then I kept quiet. And then the call came. If you want to know these people, they are very desperate. And you will not rest until they get what they want from you. That's how you know them. They are very impatient, very desperate. Because they want the money and spend it immediately. But I have learned it the hard way after losing my money. And my business went on its knees. If there is any business that went on its knees, that's mine. It crumbled intercontinentally and it died instantly. Because I never got the equipment and I never got the money. And that was an international, you know, page, where I just stumbled on a fake account. And then I came to realize later that the person I was talking to was not even Chinese. He was a Nigerian, somebody with Nigerian accent. I only came to wake up. My medulla only came to wake up when everything was done. So this person who called me on Facebook was also having the same West African accent. And he said, you know, you must pay $1,500. I said, okay. Is that $1,500? I said, yes, Namibian dollars. Okay, I'll pay now. And then I kept quiet. And then I got calls. And then got another call. No, pay now, we want to process. Okay. And then the last call, I asked him, look, between you and me, who should pay who? How do I pay to get a loan? How do you call my payment? Aren't you supposed to give me the money and then I pay it back? So then I told him, so look, guys, this is how you scam people. Stop this thing. Think about another way. So, but scamming ways are many. And they are people that maybe don't have time to read, and maybe they don't also have time to listen to radio to get this type of information, and they fall prey to scam, to scammers. They don't get the time, they don't get the time to, you know, they don't get the time to listen to radio or to read information. Maybe they are busy. And then they fall, you know, they fall for scammers. And we were told, when SIM cards were being registered, to say it will minimize scamming. But people are being scammed with registered phones, registered cards. So, registering a card will not minimize scamming. I don't think it will do. So, maybe it's for other purposes, and I'm not discrediting the registration of SIM cards. I'm just saying that the one of the reasons that was given or were given at the beginning for which people should register SIM cards was so that scamming can be minimized. But now people are being scammed also using a registered card. In fact, I was scammed by the person I know, who told me they were in a terrible accident. So, scamming is everywhere. And people who can scam you sometimes are people that you know, that they can create a story and you fall for it because you know them. You can be sympathetic enough to, you know. But all in all is to say, we need to be very careful. There seems to be a syndicate of people in banks and in insurance companies that are working together to rob people. And this case of Kashima, Mr. Shilongo did not have money cash. His money was kept in an insurance savings policy that perhaps is deducted per month for that policy. And this, and somebody, you know, took advantage of that and they withdrew the money. And the question I keep repeating is to say, how do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Is there any regulation or any penalty that, you know, must be given or must be faced by a particular insurance company if a client loses money? So that is up to Bank of Namibia. And that is also up to NAMFISA and Parliament to answer. Because it's Bank of Namibia, Parliament, and NAMFISA that need to answer this question. What measures do they take or are they thinking of taking against banks and insurance companies to protect the citizens that have investments in those institutions? Let's go for a short break, and we'll be right back with the next story.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. It is 28 minutes to 8 o'clock. That is the time that we have here, and we move on. I think we have done justice with this story. There's nothing more we can say. The only question is remaining is to Parliament and, Parliament, NAMFISA, and, Bank of Namibia, whether they have mechanism. We'll try to see if we can find Kazimbire Thembruka. We'll see if he can give us some answer. So, it's saying, 96% of Kavango Regions, Kavango East Region's residents know their HIV status, while 97% are on treatment and 96% are virally suppressed. You would wonder, why am I interested in this story? What's so economic? What's the bread and butter about this story? Okay, let's just go. We will know. So these statistics contained into the Kavango East Regional Development Report for the 2025-2026 financial year. Presenting the report to the National Council, on Tuesday, that is Mukwe Constituency Councillor, Councillor and Member of the National Council, Augusta Katembo, said results. The results put the region closer to achieving the first 95-95-95. Joint United Nations Program on HIV targets. The targets aim for 95% of people living with HIV knowing their status, and then 95% of those diagnosed to be on treatment, and 90% of people on treatment achieving virally suppression. The report says that the Kavango East region has exceeded the second and third targets, while the proportion of people who know their HIV status remains 1 percentage point below the first target. Okay, don't you remember I told you that Namibia is one of the 24 countries that has reached 95, 95, 95? You know, 95% of people that knows their status, 95% of people that, you know, are diagnosed with HIV and are on treatment, and then 95% of people that are on treatment that are virally suppressed. So Namibia has achieved that as a country. And Namibia is among the top 24 countries in the whole world that have achieved that. Top 24. Namibia is among them. So HIV in Namibia is no longer an issue. It's not even, we have never had HIV campaigns, because HIV is now treated like headache. You know, you go to the hospital and you are on treatment immediately. It's not something to be feared anymore, like it was in the 90s. You know, in the 90s, because in the 90s we were still, you know, traditionally oriented, like our traditional belief doctrine was still in us, where we ascribed everything to witchcraft. And somebody will come from Windhoek going to Katima, already dead, and then when they reach there, they start being sick, they accuse their grandmother or grandparent of witchcraft. And used to be a common saying that if you go to Katima with a car, you will not come back, apparently, because you'll be bewitched. That was a common saying among especially the people of other tribes. But it was HIV, and people didn't know. You know, it was HIV that was killing. And in the north, somebody who come from Walvis Bay, Oranjemund, Ushimba that time, because up to the 90s, this area used to still be called Ushimba. So, somebody will come from Ushimba, coming already dead. They are already dead. They are walking dead. And then, just a few days, they are sick, and then a neighbor is accused of witchcraft. Until, you know, later on, people start to, when campaigns were, and symptoms were spoken, to say, when you see these symptoms, when you see this, it is HIV, it is AIDS already, that has already developed into AIDS. Because that time, it was fast. Then, you know, America came in the 2000s. So, and that's how, you know, we found ourselves having reached this 95, 95, 95. So the credit will go to America because of that agreement on HIV program in Namibia with the American government. So, and Then the Ministry of Health, of course, that time, it worked. In fact, starting from the late Dr. Nicky Yambo, up to when, you know, the Dr. Richard Kamwithem took over. The Ministry of Health worked. When we are talking about the Ministry of Health working, that was during HIV. Because around the 2001, we started to hear about, you know, the nevelopine, when pregnant women will be able to take it, and then the child will be born without HIV. I mean, the child will be born, negative. Up to the point where even, you know, HIV-infected mothers were allowed to breastfeed their children. Until now, when we are no longer talking about HIV. So why is this story interesting? It is because a human being, a human being is a walking economic enabler. You cannot be economic, you cannot be economically powerful if you don't have human resources. And human resource cannot be human resource if it is not healthy. So health in itself is an economic enabler. Health itself is an economic enabler. So if without health, there will be no economy. That's why even Parliament is also stressing on issue of mental health, you know, the mental health bill. Because if people are not mentally fit, they cannot perform. They cannot perform, there will be no innovation. Because for innovation is born out of a safe and sound medulla oblongata. So innovation, creativity, you know, all those things are born from the brain. And if the brain is not fit, there will be no creativity or there will be no creative innovation. There will be no invention. Because ideas first come from the brain. Somebody say, oh, why don't we come up with an app? You know, a radio app. And voila, tomorrow is a radio app, you know, Eagle FM radio app. We have a colleague here. He doesn't go on air. You can never hear his voice. You hardly see him. But this colleague of ours, he is the brain behind everything that is running right now here. In fact, when you talk about the app not working, you talk about the website, what, it is him. So his medulla oblongata, I don't know how it works. Because sometimes I just go there to stand next to him. Just perhaps I can maybe get a contagious. I tend to think maybe his knowledge can somehow be contagious. Maybe I can attract it, or I can acquire it, or I can get infected by his, maybe part of his knowledge, because up to now, 7 years that I've been here, It's like I'm seeing, whenever I'm with him, it's like I'm seeing him for the first time. I have never stopped being amazed at his work. So I just have my, the only question I have in my mind is like, how? Yeah. So now, to have people like him, they need to be fit, safe, and sound. They need to be fit, safe, and sound. We cannot talk about economic growth if our health is in shambles. We will never achieve any economic goal with a sick nation. So that's why this for Kavango is a very powerful, you know, success. It's a very powerful success for Kavango. It's a good news for Kavango, because it is Kavango, Omsati, Ohangwena, and Zambezi that were the top four, if that information is still correct, when it comes to HIV. So, but that new start brought a lot of change in people, where to say, guys, go and have yourself, you know, go for examination, go for a test, go and test, get tested. Because even witch doctors died because they, you know, somebody comes sick and then they, you know, so they died. Because it was a new disease altogether. Nobody understood it. And then, you know, people died and they attributed that to witchcraft until later on. Who's talking about witchcraft now? Nobody. Who's talking about witchcraft now? They now know that, let me go to the hospital. So, let's go for a short break, and we can be right back. Don't forget, the lines are open. You can come through, but after this short break, 12 minutes to 8.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
We are right back. You are very quiet today. The number in studio is 083-288-401. Two questions today. The first question is also spilling over from yesterday. is to say Heroes Day and other national days. It seems that, okay, we know that SWAPO is a ruling party. But it seems that, you know, opposition parties and leaders, they go and it's like they become non-existent. It's like they become numb. Like, you know, it's like they are disconnected. You can hardly hear them talk about those national days, let alone, you know, reading it on their pages or hearing a voice from, you know, the official opposition. It has nothing to do with IPC because IPC just became an official opposition now. But it has ever been like that. So why? Why are they not? Are they deliberately excluded? Or do they deliberately exclude themselves? Or what is it? Then the second question is, what can be done? What can Parliament do, Bank of Namibia and NAMFISA, to protect people who are losing their money? What can they do to create, what law should be created in order to compensate compensate those who lose their money through fraudulent activities? Those are the questions. It is 8 minutes to eight, and 8 o'clock is going to be the second, going to be the last hour. So I spoke about, you know, SADC saying they want to industrialize, and SADC can never industrialize if people are sick. If you have a high number of chronic patients, because these people that are sick are people that are very, you know, prominent, could be very prominent to the economy in various sectors. So if somebody is sick, their innovation, their creativity, their participation is compromised because they are in pain. And when somebody is sick, even peace, you know, is not there. So, the people who are sick, most cases lose, it's not even interest to say they don't have the strength, because now the body is busy fighting the invasion. The body is busy fighting the invasion, so the person will be called off from work and booked off, and then there are certain people that are very key. And, you know, sometimes when we are talking about the informal economy, because we despise the informal economy, but the informal economy is the one that is carrying a huge chunk of people in the country. Now, if mom or dad is sick, he's no longer able to bring bread on the table. He's sick, and then eventually he succumbs to the sickness or to the illness. That gap that is left is an economic gap. It's not just an emotional gap or a physical gap, it's also an economic gap and a financial gap, and it cuts into the very core of the existence of those that are left behind, because now they are left to fend for themselves. You know, they are left to fend for themselves. So it's a setback that will take years to, people will take years to recover, if there is anything called recovery. Then you have a number of people that become, or children that become orphans. And then the government is forced to dig deeper in its pocket to be able to take care of this, you know, children. So that's why when reports like this comes, it really calls for a celebration. It really calls for a celebration when reports like this come. Now, we know that we are just coming out of COVID-19, and we know how COVID-19 ravaged our economies, especially the informal sector. That some people even closed down and they have never recovered. So people lost their businesses, and they have never recovered. They had to close down. And some people were retrenched, and those businesses are closed down, and they have never recovered. That's the impact of COVID-19. And we know that COVID-19 has also taken people from us that were valuable people, that were contributing, you know, making valuable contribution to our lives economically. That COVID-19 took those people, and up to now, in most cases, those people have never been replaced. There's no one that was able to fill that gap. So that's why we are talking about, to say that a healthy place can flourish economically, because people have time to innovate, they have time to be creative, they have time to devise new plans and new initiatives, and so on and so forth. So that is when a nation is healthy. They are able to carry out work, and growth may be slow, but it's slow but surely. Then if we have people that are not healthy, and that when we are talking about cigarette and nicotine, we were saying that if we too much of cigarette, and people get addicted to tobacco and other things, if there's no law, we will have a lot of young people losing themselves. We will have a lot of young people losing themselves. So we are approaching the 8 o'clock mark, and we'll go for a short break. Then we'll be right back to come and deal with our last story. We'll be right back to come and deal with our life story. That is, of course, it's now 8 o'clock. And my lines are open. The number in studio is 083-2388-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-2888-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, it's 8 o'clock. We are here. It's 2 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And we continue. The number in studio is 083-2888-401. That's a number you can, you know, come through, you can use to come through. If you have anything to add on our stories, if you have anything to add on our story. Yesterday was the conference of, you know, national hero status. And the particular interest here is on Cornelius Chimafeni, who is 16 years old, who saved the twins from drowning in a pond at Omtundungu village in Omsati region. He was conferred a national hero status by President Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwah at Heroes Day, a commemoration in Windhoek. So the president says the president was talking, and I think you heard what she was saying. I'm not going to get into what the president said, but this particular incident of, and when I checked in other news, when I checked the story, I found out that he got up to, you know, 200,000. You see? That when somebody, this is an act of courage. It's an act of courage that when he saw twins being thrown into the pond, the boy in him, you know, the boy child in him jumped. So it's a man in him that it is better if we are going to drown, let's drown the three of us. And then he gets in and he takes the child, the two children out. And it was it looked like a simple act, but it quickly gained energy and it gained strength. and it quickly spread and made impact. You see? And there is a verse that says, if whatever you do secretly will be revealed. Nothing that is hidden that cannot be revealed. That is to show that there is always a reward for every work done. There is always a reward for every work done. So this is a boy that was just looking after cattle, and he decided to do something extraordinary. And today we are talking about a national hero. So heroism come in many ways. Heroism come in many ways. When we are talking about National Hero Day, Heroes Day, of course, politically, it is the 26th of August, and we are talking about the heroes. But we always have heroes daily. People that are making positive impact in society. And not all of them can be, you know, conferred national hero status. But there are many rewards that will come. Because even nature itself has a way of recognizing the people, those who are doing good in society. Nature itself has a way of recognizing them, setting them apart, you know, as identifying them, highlighting them. That whatever you do, nature records that this person, this is what they have done. And that prompts people to come in and really appreciate what, you know, they have done. This boy did not know that there is something called hero status. He did not even know that there will be somebody that will pick this, how this will be of impact. He didn't care about that. So he didn't care about what comes next. He looked at a life. He looked at two lives, and he decided these lives were precious, were as precious as his own life. So he decided these two lives were worth his life. And then he jumped into the pond. And those two twins, they will hear this story. And maybe they will not be able to meet Shimafeni. Maybe they will not be able to see him. But they will hear that there was a Shimafeni, a Cornelius Shimafeni, who saved their lives when they were going to be thrown into the pond. This is a living testimony. It's a living testimony. So, and now those twins were 9 months when they were thrown into the pond. I think now they might be a year old, because that happened maybe 3 months ago or so. So they will hear the story that they were thrown into a pond by the mother. And then somebody saved their lives. So, not focusing on the mother, because the mother is being dealt with by law and justice. But yesterday, I think, was a great day to honor this boy. And there was another boy, 15-year-old, who there was a woman being robbed, and he went to help, you know, and he was killed as a result some few years ago. I think it was, I don't know whether it was in Windhoek or in the coast. So those are heroic acts. And the boy did not live, but he died. But the woman was safe, because the robber stabbed the boy and ran away. So the boy died, but the woman was safe. That's what heroism is. Sometimes you don't live to see what you have kept safe. Just like the people that have fought for independence. Some did not live to see the independence that we are talking about. But they are heroes because of what they have done. And in fact, you also have heroes in your closet, your parents, whoever, who sacrificed everything to, you know, make sure that today you are a CEO, you are a what, is because somebody was there at your start. And some of those people did not even live to see you graduate. You know, they didn't live to see you graduate. They did not live to now enjoy the fruit of what they have labored in you. So there are people in our lives that are not competing with us, but they are competing for us. You know, they have not competed with us. They competed for us. And people like Shimafeni, he was not competing with life for himself. It was for the twins. And he said their life are worth his life. And he instantly jumped into the pond. That was a sacrifice. And it was not only heroic, it was an angelic assignment. It was an angelic assignment. You know, that made him feel that he could not stand and watch. He could have turned away, but he didn't. An instinct in him, you know, cried out. And he obeyed force of gravity to jump into the pond.
Need some help with the groceries this month? Then YouSave has a competition that is just for you. Every Friday between 1 and 2 p.m., Eagle FM will be giving away a $500 YouSave voucher. To stand a chance of winning the $500 YouSave voucher, all you have to do is follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and be on the lookout for the weekly competition question. YouSave, where good food costs less.
So, congratulations. Congratulations to Shimafeni. We congratulate you. You have done a great job. So, say congratulations to us, from us, to you. I was supposed to go for a breather. 083-238-401, that's the number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, the lines are open. We'll get our last story, which is very international, because it seems things are changing.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. 17 minutes past the hour of 8. We are still having ample time, not even enough, but ample time together. Yes, good morning.
Yes, morning, Dr. Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right, my brother.
Yes.
How was your Heroes Day yesterday?
Ah, my dear me, I was working.
You was working?
Yeah, I'd not even see Heroes Day.
I wanted to watch a bit of the TV. Yeah, it was interesting and it was good indeed. There's a lot of facts I think I have to touch on. But first of all, I want to start with the first topic.
Okay.
First theme. Yeah. You know, the problem, I think, is us. We are the one who are making those people to scam us because we are not aware what is happening. And we don't want to move with the world, what really is the world is moving. We are so far, we are behind. Look, there's a scam even going around, like those guys who are scamming people at the ATM. This guy literally come to you, like, can I make do you have a time so I can make a call? Eventually, when you give it for your phone to him, start going to your message. Make a call request, so you can obtain your phone number and copying over to the PIN number. The moment before you even withdraw, the guy in the queue with you, he sends that to somebody else who is already ATM somewhere even far. And these people, a lot of people have become a victim of this. And I think it's time also to move where you have the protected PIN in your phone. Either when you come to ATM, a person cannot access your bank or so on. But most of people, even they don't have those protected PIN in their phone. So a person can even go through and even to do a transaction. We are just helping him to call, to make a call. And I'm sure that most of us, we are not aware what is really happening. But I'm telling you, criminal people, they move ahead wherever they are trying. Because, make my word, there are some who really also, they are not really, they scam like if you are even going to the shop, then the person is telling you, no, I know that you want this item, but I can sell it to you on the cheaper price. Then you go there and they will tell you, and then the move a person move out of the shop just to buy because they want to buy it for a cheaper price. And the person is telling you, no, leave your bag here. Especially women have become a victim, but this is the old situation even when they are using, but up to now, my brethren, people are feeling victim for these things. And I don't know, every time even the police are making awareness, but people are not listening. They are not listening that if somebody is calling you, you win something. How can a person call you with a private number? You can see that it is a private number. There is no way to follow that number, but this person is telling you win something. And what you need your detail and the bank detail and so on. Start giving all the detail. Later on, when you see the notification coming, is your money going to be destroyed? I mean, the transaction is already taking place. So I think it's a hard time, especially when you are falling from the victim or from the phone. That is our own doing, I think. We don't want to listen to the people who are giving us advice. Like now in your show, if a lot of people will listen in the morning, I'm telling you, there are a lot of people are picking up, like, yes, this is what is really happening. But most of the people, they are what? They are listening to the radio with their playing music. That's the problem. And tomorrow when they become a victim, they want to start even calling, give us advice, how I go, I lost my money. Yeah, but when you are trying to advise them, most of them, they are not listening. There are some of them, they are even their phone. Instead of playing YouTube, instead of what listening to the morning scope or anything. Most of us, we don't listen to the radio seriously. We are either in our car playing what?
No, we listen to radio. But we don't listen to the right content.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the radio people are listening. They are listening to radio as we speak now. But
yeah.
Most of them, content that they are listening to is junk. Just like we are eating food. Every time we are eating. But most of the food we eat are not bodybuilding food. It's junk.
Which is true.
Yeah?
Which is true. That's what you are saying is true. Because most people, they prefer not to cook. They go and buy out. But instead of cooking healthy food, they are buying out those oils. Okay, the food already. At the end of the day, you are going to have a problem with your either complaining about having what sugar diabetes or whatever, all those. Because you are eating unhealthy food. It's true. And it's what we are also keeping ourselves with listening to content which does not create any impact in our life. Anyway, I want to go to Heroes because I have a lot of thing to talk about it because I was listening to the president and the others who are there on the TV. I'm so happy that at least we are stepping on the side where we are working to organize people, like what happened to my friend. This is a good thing indeed. But I'm sure, Master Blanz, we need to come up with a I don't know, maybe I'll look at a project where to get organize the Heroes. Because if you remember back days, there's a cowboy also in Swakop who helped others not to be drowned. Except the only one who has lost his life, but this cowboy took them all of them. And there was also many who helped the white baby who was trapped in the car, and the car got the fire. So go and rescue him there. There are so many heroes, and the heroes are coming in different forms. There are heroes who are fighting for corruption. They need to be organized. Those ones who have become a weak, or all the ones who are even you remember last time I was talking to the gentleman from Oilo? The race now is being promoted to what? Respect of what was something. And the Kanyangera, I don't know what happened to Kanyangera. Those are really our heroes. And there must be something really we can give it to them. Not every time we are just praising them that, yes, he done well, the well done job, but there's nothing to reward them. And I think we are stepping a good way. I think also when is the mechanism, maybe instead of giving him even what, 200,000, there must be, that boy is just 2 years to go, to 2018. What about Minister of Safety, they come on board, like, you know, when you are done even your school or you didn't done, there's a guaranteed job for you. Or this guy of firefighters, they can come on board, or Minister of, or military, they can come on board. Not only to recognize a person, then later on you see this, the boy who was saving people, then they now is suffering. And anyway, I want also to ask you, what happened to the kids now? Because last time we heard is when the mother was also destroyed because of the poverty.
The what?
Is their life improved now?
Who?
The twin which was saved, the kid, the babies.
I did not hear any information.
Yeah, because now it's good that we are remembering my friend, but there's something also to be done with the twins. Because me, I don't understand myself, Franz. Why?
Well, I think the twins are in good care.
They are in good care now.
Yeah, they are in good care. I think they have taken they are taken by the, you know, relevant authorities that have dealt with children
now, which is a good thing. Because now remember, even there are people, a lot of people are going through because of the twins, which are having twins. Because just imagine, even you are having one kid now, it's to be a struggle unless you drop a budget in the sense of that kid. Because there are so many things that you cannot afford anymore to have a baby in Namibia. Just imagine if you're having them at the same time. And I don't understand why these kids cannot just qualify for social grant. Whether you are working or not working. Because there are people who are getting those grants, but there are some parents are watching. Policemen, military personnel. But they are getting those grants. Then a person is having a kid, you are not getting anything. That's what happened to the lady. That those people were saved by small friends. You see? I think it's a hard time for the government to, especially the Minister of what? Gender. To come on board to assist these people. As long as a person gets a twins or triple, I know the triple they do much, but twins also they need a lot of attention also from the government. I'm telling you, Master Franz, if I was not having a partner who so, no, was not working, I'm telling you I was all going through maybe the same problem. Because I'm with my kids, my firstborn are twins. But I'm telling you, the way I struggle with those kids up to now, because only they are grown up now, but it was hard. And then you go there, I mean, we never even try to go to the social grant, because we know already, I was also working in big days. You are not qualified. But I'm serious, they must become to aid where they can help those people who are getting twins. Because you know how they struggle to look like.
Ρημονενέα κουλόλο, ίντερνετ, γέντελελα, το ιτουλίρμα μοσάρι. Ο ΒΕ, το έχω πιθανάτα εγώ σήμερα, ας ήφηκε πέντολα τα Ναμίβια, μα βέρια βαρύν να μαθέλε έρια τάνο. Ο Κουτζα με φυκολα τέτελα Αγούστε, έφυγε μάμα φυκέρω μιλόγω να του Ασέπτεμπα. Η το καπούλο φουτό σήμερα, ας ονούμπα, ο κουτουλίρμα μου εακουλόλο, εγγε, εγγε, ο έλεις αγγιφο κοντρακτα και σε, η Operators Fiber, η λέει Skyfi. Ο το τουλίρμα μου εακουλό ρίπελο ίντερνετ. Που πιθά θεία πέντρα τα Ναμίβιο μα βέρια βαρύ να μαθέλε έρια τάνο. Ο μέμπο ηλό μόγκε σεφά, εακουλό όλοι νόγκο σου. Τα λέλα πω perates.africa/Namibia. Ντε το λίσανγκη φανένα.
Yes, we can continue.
Yeah, Master Franz, there was a gentleman who said something very important yesterday when I was listening. You said this gentleman, I think he's a retired commander or something. He was talking about now is a hard time also for SWAPO to recognize those people who lost their life in what during war, especially the exile people. Because now, you know, he said it's a good thing at least a grieving family, he can have a final chapter of their loved one. Because the people are, my friend, up to now, their wounds are not healed yet. Because nothing, just imagine if you're having your two kids which are went to exile, but they never come back. And now, you are seeing Petrus or what, or whoever, his kid is collaborating in what in the lives of welfare, but now you are in poverty. You are living in the poverty of because your kids are not yet here. I mean, they are not here, and there's nobody even can comfort you. Like, no, we know what happened. At least get like a 50,000 here. We know your kid for your grieving of your kids. He's saying at least they must remember those people to give to support their family, which I think I've been also advocating for this. Because it doesn't make sense when you say a person he died for this country, but his life is just end there. But today, you are enjoying with even the enemy of we used to fight with. And now you have this person who is a grandma or whatever. This kid never come back. Now he's longest in the poverty. Because if his son was here, maybe they would to take him care. I think it's a hard time, seriously. And it's often even been overdue for this tactics where politicians are just enriching themselves. I think it's time to remember those people, seriously. Because some of them, they are not even a lot because their parents are gone already. Also, without enjoying any fruit of this country. And now we are here, where we are giving medals of the people, dead people, but their family, if you look at them, even their kids, who are alive today, they are in poverty. What does it do when you're giving a medal without anything? A medal just comes there without it. I thought when you are giving a medal, like a the way we used to play soccer, when you get a medal, there must be it's accompanied with money. Because you are like a winner. So I'm just a winner, but I'm just giving recognition with a medal, but it's nothing. No. I think it's a hard time also the government to come up with something where you talk and it's possible. At least they can get something. That's all what I want to contribute, Mr. Frank.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Right. 083-2888-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We are still here. It is 26 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock I will be able to get out of here. Yeah, so I think the government needs to, when they say, okay, they are celebrating a certain hero, why don't they look at the family members of that hero and give them something? Give them something because, yeah, we are appreciating the person in his absentia, says, let's look at his children. Yeah. So there is a story in the Bible when David became king and Jonathan, his friend, was dead. And then he said, is there anybody at the house of Saul that I can show you know, kindness for the sake of Jonathan. And then they brought a man, I think his name was Ish-bosheth. It was Ish-bosheth that was brought, and he received all the benefit that David was supposed to have conferred on Jonathan, his friend. Yeah, so the government, I think, should also, they can look into the issue of family members of the, you know, people of the liberation struggle, the heroes, and the heroines should be looked at. There was a story that was done by Wanda those days on Home Run on Greenwell Matongo, you know, tracing Greenwell Matongo's children. And there was Greenwell Matongo's daughter that was, you know, testifying here on what happened, how, what they faced, you know. And yeah, so you could really hear that the government sometimes, you know, sometimes you come back and you are forgotten. Maybe those that are dead are better, but what about those that are alive, that were not part of the yesterday people were conferred hero status, that are still in the villages, that are old, you know? What about them? Okay, we are moving on. We have done justice, I think, to the story. And tomorrow, we'll come and do a recap of all these stories that made the week. I'll come with a bunch of them. Tomorrow my table will be full here of stories that then we can just take a 10 or 20 minutes just recapping for you, for those who might not have been part of the conversation. But alternatively, you can also just go and listen to the story on the podcast. Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, the problem is all about what?
The problem
I,
is...
I have been listening a bit, but I was driving.
The program is for you, sir. Tell me what you have for me.
Oh, so anything?
Yes, tell me.
Okay, let me listen a bit, then I have a clue.
The issue is, I have spoken for 3 hours, and this is the last minute that I have, so you might not have a clue anymore of what I've been talking about. But do you have anything to say? What do you have to say? How do you celebrate the Heroes Day yesterday?
Oh, Franz.
Hmm.
Let me talk about the hero for yesterday.
Hmm.
I think this is the time for us Namibians to know that heroes, no more like we have to celebrate the heroes for war veteran and so on. Now is the time to celebrate heroes who have to make our country proud and who have to be there for all people and save all the nations. So now I appreciated the guy, I mean the small boy, who get hero status. This is the time. Even our business people, even our boxers. So talking about some of the people like Harry Simon. So those are the guys that put Namibia into the map. And when are we going to remember them? That these guys, at least they did something unforgettable. So, yes, we have to remember our liberation struggle, like our forefathers and those our veterans. But still, we have Namibians who contributing meaningful to the development of this country, who put our country on world map. But we still, it seems like we forgot them. So we need to talk about it. We need to at least to do something for them so that the people can feel proud. So you cannot tell me that a person put our country into the world map, but now have to suffer, have to stay like nobody knows him. At least we should remember those guys. And we must make them feel proud. So not only through the war, then we talk about heroes. So I really appreciate our president. She's doing the right thing now. So this is the right thing we need to do. Mm. So let think about the people. Okay, maybe I mention him, but not in a bad way. We talk about Harry Simon. When are we going to make him feel proud? The guy who put Namibia into the world map. We never had any good boxer than Harry Simon in Namibia. But now it seems like we regard him
ordinary.
Like ordinary citizen.
Yeah.
But to be honest, Harry Simon is not ordinary citizen. He is somebody who we need to appreciate with. Yes, mistake can come. Everybody can do mistakes here and there. But we cannot have our people who did a lot of things, but we are now forget them. To be honest, if I was somebody who can even address or talk to the president, or talk to the people who have the responsibility to identify heroes, I would ask the question: What happened to this guy? No, we don't need to say, give him money, give him what. At least, if you say the guy did something, the guy put our country into the map, let's give him something so that he can, we know we have these heroes. Then it's good. Now, we want to talk too much when the person is no more. Then we talk too much. He put Namibia into the world map and what. Seriously, even those are things that pining people. Mm. You cannot just remember a person when a person is no more there. So this is the time to make people who meaningful contributed to the Namibian economy, Namibian sport, to feel proud of themselves.
Right.
Or how do you say?
No, it's correct. It's correct.
It's correct.
Yes.
We have to be honest, Mr. Franz, we never had a good boxer than Harry Simon in Namibia.
Yeah, that if you look at the boxing, fraternity now, it's almost dead. There's no activity.
Yes.
There's never been a major, competition compared to that which Harry Simon used to have.
That is the truth. Challenge me if you have a better boxing or a good boxer than Harry Simon in Namibia.
Well, we had the hitman that was coming up and we don't know what happened.
No, hitman, they did it. Okay, they did it. He was a good person. But we talk about a person who can perform. Even the world can see that this guy is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we talk about those guys. Okay, we also have Nestor Tobias. Remember, Nestor Tobias is the person who makes sure that Namibia produced boxers. And when are we going to remember these guys to be our heroes? If there were no Nestor Tobias, then we could not have most of those boxers. Those are the people we need to remember. So I really appreciate our president to remember the small boy. Yes, the small boy did a good job. He deserved to be awarded. But at least let's look at those guys, even our business people. You can see a person is at the village, but he's doing business left and right, and he succeeds. So those are the things that also encouraging others to participate. They know, if you go for business and you succeed, then you will be rewarded as a hero. So then people will just encourage them. We have people who produce food locally. But those people, we look at them as ordinary people, but they are important people. So at least those boxers and those people like Nestor Tobias, let's make them our heroes. Let's remember them that when they are here. Let's make sure that when he come to you, you know this is an important person. He did a lot of things to Namibia. He contributed meaningful to the country, so I have to respect him.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. France.
All right. Okay, 083-288-401. You're correct, really. There are people that have made impact in society and that they just get forgotten, completely forgotten, you know, not even talked about anyway. But these are the people that made contribution. So we only want to go and talk about them when they leave this world. I think we have been deceived in Africa to believe that a dead person is more important than their living. That deception. Because apparently when you die, you become an ancestor. I mean, people hope that maybe you have some power to bless people when you are dead. Such kind of deception is the one that has led us to respect the dead over the living. When you die, you die. You don't become an ancestor. And in fact, you are not even allowed to participate in a... Because this one is a land of the living. And the living and the dead have nothing in common. So that's why even your body, we take it far from us. That is to show you that even your soul is very far from us. It does not come back here and become a spirit or whatever. That's not true. So, but we have been believing all this because, and that's what makes us, you know, to neglect the living and then we want to celebrate the dead. So it's a misconception that needs to be, we need to move away from that. Because our forefathers were desperate and they thought that they could approach the dead for help. And they got scammed big time. That was the first scam of the century. And we still fall for it now, just like you fall for somebody calling you and it pretends pretend that he's coming from MTC, you have won in a competition you did not participate. 083-288-401, that's a number in studio. It's a number in studio. We have 11 minutes, that's enough time for you. We have 11 minutes, that is enough time for you to contribute. The gentleman said we should celebrate those people, the living. Yes, we should identify people that really have made impact. Celebrate them. They might not even need big things, just a small token of appreciation. You know, just to appreciate them, to make them feel we still know you. You know, we still know you. Yeah, I mean, How many of you have uncles in the village that have fought for you? You know, some of you would not have been CEOs today if it has not been your uncles. You know, you would not drive that car today if it was not for your aunt, if it was not for your uncle. But what are we doing for those people? We are quiet. And just for them to die, and then that's when we want to make powerful speeches. Speeches for what? The person is dead. He's no longer even hearing what you are saying. So it's better you appreciate a person. Let them hear what you have to say to them now when they are alive. Let them hear it from your mouth. You know? Celebrate their birthday. Make a dinner for them. Celebrate them and tell them all those good speeches that you would say when they are dead. You know, tell them the speeches. Write a good speech. Send it to them. What you would have said at their funeral. Say it now. You know, that's what shows that what we say at funerals are not true. Because we cannot say those things when the people are alive. We wait when they are dead because they can no longer hear us. And then we make good speeches. Less if we are truthful, if we are honest, and if we really love those people, let us appreciate them now when they are alive. Somebody dies in a terrible condition, but with a powerful biography. You know? Somebody dies in a kambashu, and they even died of maybe stress due to the poverty they are in, while you guys are driving your cars. Just for you to go and drive a car and roll a red carpet for the dead person? Is that not a... This is a deception we have been in. We believe the dead are more important than the living. No, the dead are important where they have gone. In the land of the dead, they are important there. But here in the land of the living, let us celebrate the living. Let us appreciate the living. Because the dead will receive their reward wherever they have gone. We are not in charge of that. Yes, morning.
Morning.
Hmm.
Yes, I just want to respond to the previous caller.
Yeah.
About Harry Simon getting hero status.
Hmm.
Is that I think we all know the reason he's not viewed the same. We view someone like Frankie Fredericks.
Hmm.
Is because of the accident that he was involved in.
Yeah.
Right, so it would be very to be controversial if he were to be given such hero status after what has happened.
Because that one was really deemed as an act.
So it is
very, you know, controversial to now, you know, stand up and say we confirm he's a hero.
Exactly.
Hey.
So yes, well, I mean, it brings up another discussion of, you know, how long should people be punished for their acts and so on. But on the surface, that's the main reason that he has not been given that hero status that the caller brought up. I just wanted to add that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hey. Okay. So it's a powerful contribution that you can stain your life and there will be no bleach to clean it. So this now cuts into, you know, into our act versus our position. And that's all I always tell people here. I said, look, your gift will make room for you. And your gift will take you up there. But what will keep you up there is no longer your gift. It is your character. So if you don't have good character, you will fall from up or from very high very quickly.
of the press. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Mm.
It's good to listen to you, eh?
Why?
You are very much educative and you hit it straight.
Mm.
Let me end your show on scammers.
Yeah.
Tate France, are you telling me in Namibia, MTC and the police are not ready to tackle scammers?
No, because look, the issue of scammers is complicated because MTC and the police may be able to tackle them to a certain extent because these guys are learning the system and they are finding loopholes that are in the system that MTC and the police don't, you know, is an issue of corners. Something that is having many corners, it's very difficult.
They are more likely to be advanced than the MTC and the police.
Not necessarily advancement. It's an issue of legislation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there are certain levels, certain areas where there's no legislation yet. So how do you bring somebody to book without a law?
Yeah. It's true. Okay. The reason why I'm calling on this, it's because lately, if I'm not mistaken, it was last month. It happened here in Katima. There's a friend of mine who was trying to withdraw his cash from an ATM. Now, this person, when he's trying to put his pin in, it was failing for several times. Then he called me in, friend, can you please assist me with my withdrawal? Oh, okay. Oh, maybe the pin is wrong. Try to request a new one. He tried requesting a new pin, but it seemed the same amount that he's having is failing to withdraw the cash. Immediately when we are trying, it showed the money is withdrawn. We went to Standard Bank. When we got there, this guy was trying to ask for a footage of who withdrew the money from Standard Bank. They had to find out that the money was withdrawn from the main branch Standard Bank in Katima. And to my surprise, when I went to in that office where their cameras staff everything, only to find out that their cameras can't see the person who is walking towards the ATMs. These cameras are just there to watch the ATM itself. Because this person, when he was there on the ATM, it's only the back part of the person that was visible. When he came to the ATM, there was nothing visible. So he tried to ask, so there's no any other means you can help so that we figure out who this person is. They said, no, we don't know. The only cameras we are having are these on the ATMs, so we don't have other cameras outside our ATMs. And I was like, okay, there's bears next to you. Are you not able to reach out to bears if they have cameras outside that can see the person when he was coming through? No, we can't. Went to the police, the guy tried to open a case, the police told him, no, we can't open a case because you don't know the person. You were supposed to recognize the person first, that's when he can help you. So it was just there, you go to Standard Bank sends you to the police will tell you, recognize the person first. So I was like, why is MTC not reaching out to a certain extent of advancing their technology, whereby every cell phone has a chip in it that it's an SMI or is a serial number on it. Now, why is MTC not able to trace this?
No, MTC can do that, but MTC needs a court order.
Okay.
There must be a court order because at the end of the day, you are also going to accuse MTC of, you know, giving personal data and all that. So that needs to be a court order issue if such thing is needed. So the problem is that this is the issue I was talking about. That person has his number diverted. Because the person has received an SMS simultaneously with when this person received a blue voucher. And that's why this person was able to access the PIN. So check your call diversions and be careful to whom you forward your calls.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. That's the only thing that can work for now.
No, Dr. Franz, Mumuzu Zahande.
Shangwe.
Inshallah.
Yeah. So, please, your call forwarding. Never forward calls to anybody just like that. Because the person that can steal from you is a person that knows you. You have a $2,500 blue voucher. And the person can withdraw it because they received the PIN. So when we forward the calls, we also sometimes forward, you know, even our messages. Whether we know it or not, but the impact now is that we now are living in a cyber world, cyber warfare. And you have to also know, you have to understand, you have to be vigilant. Otherwise, the police might not help you, your bank might not help you, and your money might not be recovered. So that's the predicament we are living in. It's a predicament we are living in, and every one of us needs to be very careful. So that's why I'm saying to you that real content is what you need to listen to for you to be able to be fully armed. Stop listening to junk. And you just get negative energy from those contents. And they build nothing in you. You know, it's just like somebody eating for the sake of eating, just because they want to be full. So, and that energy will translate into nothing. So, we need to start listening to content that is then aimed to open your eyes and enable you to be a participant in the economy and in life itself as a positive energy, not as an alarmed, sensationalized, you know, angry person, because you are just listening to sensationalized stories that produce nothing. And when time to dance comes, let us dance. But time to listen to pure content comes, let's sit down, let's listen, and get empowered. So, in fact, I can take the last call if there is any. No, there is no call. So, which means I am free to sign off and out. So that my colleague can come in, and then the conversation continues. This has been the unpacking today, and thank you very much for participating. And those that are watching, and, you know, it is good sometimes to drop a comment. You don't need to agree with me, but just drop a comment. Let me know what you think. You know what we think. Let me know, because some of you, your comments are, you know, your comments are very, very important. Some of you are very wise people that you give positive criticism that can help us, you know, move forward. So be free to drop a comment on our comment section on our Facebook page. We are live right now as I speak. And let me know what you think. But please stay protected. Set up mechanism on how to protect yourself. Do not expose your passwords, your PINs, your OTPs, your card numbers, your CVV codes, those things, your card details, banking details, don't expose them. Nobody from any official bank will call you looking for those things. Those are your personal, you know, and private numbers and, you know, your private codes. And please don't, make sure that you forward calls to the trusted people, to your trusted people. You know that who is likely to withdraw the money, and you are able to know. Otherwise, please, we are in a very powerful world where the syndicates are becoming very well organized. So let's prevent the cashmifications as far as we can. And from me, the only reliable kinetic energy in town, I can say to you, is a goodbye, and let's meet again tomorrow. Same time, same frequency. Stay tuned.